Okay. You're not talking about
the
reptile community.
No.
No.
You're talking about the reptilian government.
The reptile, the people that are in control.
Yeah, that's it's for real.
The people that are actually in control.
Yeah.
Dude.
Because there's people that are in control that we think, and then there's the people that are in control.
That are actually in control. Yes, exactly. Yes.
But realistically, have you seen the video where, like, Miley Cyrus is doing an interview?
Dude.
And her, like, eye blinks? And then it's a fucking reptile eye?
It's really creepy. And then you dive into that, and there's a million other videos. That's pretty far out there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. But anything's possible, right?
Dude,
because they're from, like, another dimension or something.
Yeah, the Justin Bieber one is the craziest one that I've seen.
Dude, I have to see that. I haven't seen that one.
He's just sitting there and, like, out of I think it was on maybe on Ellen or something like that.
Oh, please pull it up, Jay. Yeah, I want to see this Bieber.
Yeah, like Justin Bieber. He was on Ellen, and his eyes, like, blink that way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Dude,
like, they blink in, not down.
It has to be. There's no way someone is that sexy and has that beautiful of a voice. You're a dang reptile.
Reptile.
You've created.
You're saying reptiles are sexy?
I love them.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Is this
dude, this is it.
Oh, we got hit with an ad. Oh,
stupid
God.
Ad. It's okay.
All right, let's check this out. I want to see if this is the one I'm talking about. No, this isn't.
Dude, it's really creepy. Oh, man. And then you just dive into a whole bunch of stuff. You know what I mean? When you go down that rabbit hole. But it's definitely a big conspiracy theory, isn't it? There's a lot of people
that
follow that.
I can't believe people believe that, though.
No, I do, too. That's why I said that's pretty on
that's
the
very
deep end.
Far out.
That's far. I think that's as far as you can go.
Probably,
the reptile people,
honestly, yeah.
You know?
Maybe.
Like, I believe in some conspiracy stuff. I believe in aliens.
Dude,
but
people,
the reptile people, it's just,
it's just, like, a bit much.
Yeah.
I think that one that's even more further out there is the one where they believe that they're, like, directors on Mars, like, in the middle of the moon, I mean, not Mars, and they, like, control the Earth from the moon.
Well,
dude,
I've never heard that one.
I've heard that one.
That one's crazy.
Dude, if you watch conspiracies about the, the people on the moon, how there's like structures and buildings.
Yeah.
Is that what you're
really
talking about? There's people like living, there's like space aliens mining the moon and stuff. That's a really crazy one.
Okay,
to
look
deep into.
It.
Yeah. Look into that one too.
I've been trying to buy a telescope for years for that one reason.
Dude, I wouldn't. Cause
you're
not going to like what you see.
Let's go get a telescope.
We should. Yeah. That would be a good vlog. We might do that.
Dude, I used to have one back in the day, but they're pretty expensive if you want a decent one to like really.
You need
look
to get one
it.
That can, like, actually see, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because you can
get
the cheap telescopes from Walmart or whatever, but that it's basically just looking through a zoomed camera.
Exactly.
Dude,
speaking
of telescopes, in Hawaii, they're, like, trying to take down, well, not take down, but, destroy one of their sacred mountains to put a telescope there because there's like, little light pollution and all that. And when I was visiting there last time, like, everybody was driving around with these flags around, like, and they actually got it postponed because they were trying to ASAP.
No way.
And they got it postponed for, like, a year or two. But, like, they really want to put that telescope on that mountain, and, like, all the Hawaiian people, they're just like, F that. Like, that's our mountain, boy.
Dude, that's crazy. And you know the sad part about that is eventually... There's going to be one. It's the money, man.
They're going
to
win.
You know what I mean? Eventually, there will be. It's really sad. It's like you've seen all those people at that Standing Rock. I think they eventually kicked them all out, right?
Yeah, right. Like, they can only stay there for so long.
It's really sad, but it's freaking, it's that green. It's that money, man.
Speaking of money, we got a super chat from that jeweler guy for $5.
Hey,
dude,
Mike.
Jeweler guy, $5. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike. That's my boy, Mike. He's the jeweler.
Oh, okay, yeah.
He made me no, really though.
Oh, okay.
He makes like legit jewelry.
Yeah, he made me like a little pendant, and he was supposed to deliver it to me like a year
way.
Ago, but he forgot it at home.
Stuff happens.
You know?
Come
on,
stuff
jeweler
happens.
Guy. What's up, man?
That's fine,
no, that's
though.
Cool.
It's like it says BCN. It's pretty cool.
Dude, I'm gonna need a grill from him. I'll get him.
Can you imagine Eric with a grill?
Yes,
dude. It's really sad, but if I hit it big, I would get all the jewelry. I'd get the wrists all done up, and I'd get the pinky ring with the big chain, big old pendant on there, you know?
I think that's a good investment. But today, we are with Andy Gabbs. If you guys don't know Andy Gabbs, you know, say a little something about yourself.
Say something about me. Okay, well, I do YouTube as well.
Yes.
I started doing YouTube, I guess, after I became friends with Brian and Noah and whatnot. Active duty Navy, been in for 7 years.
Dang, thank man. You. Day. Thank you for your service. Thank you.
Thank you,
service.
Thank you guys. I appreciate that.
Eric has this one thing that he said, and since you're in the military, I would like to know if it's true or not.
Okay.
You said that you salute to the sky because we never lost
we
a
never
war.
Lost, the U.S. Is never that, lost a war. We a salute thing? Up. We don't salute. I think countries that have lost wars salute down, and we salute up. Something like that. But
he
I
told
know,
me that the other
these
week.
These colors
is that
don't
true?
Run. God dang, so, I get so excited.
He definitely gets pumped. I don't think so. So right, I mean, I've never heard that. But, okay. I mean,
there's something about that.
We don't pull like salute down to there. Pull it up. Yeah. We don't salute down to the ground, but like you just kind of salute straight, like the okay. proper salute.
Or maybe it's straight.
Okay.
Yeah, the proper never salute is like a straight arm, 45 degree angle.
Okay.
And then you'd either do it at the corner of your like whatever headgear you're wearing, okay. or at the corner of your eyebrow.
Okay, I never knew that.
That's so
we learn
cool.
something new every day. I
so
love that.
Cool. I'm like obsessed with like. War movies and military and the vehicles yeah. and the weapons. It's so cool. It's like, this I really wish I would have gotten into it, but the military doesn't need me. Okay, let me tell
dude,
you what.
I mean, we can use everyone.
So, Eric, this is how obsessed he is with, like, the vehicles and stuff. Recently, he started going to the store
dude,
and
it's
buying
sad. It's really
these, like,
sad.
Little model tanks and model airplanes.
Are
and,
you doing, like, model wars?
And he, like,
not model
them.
Wars, not yet.
Not
but,
yet.
Once give it a week.
It's yeah. coming, yeah. Once his collection builds up, it's going to be there.
Dude, it did come with little army men. I got him set up a little bit. Oh, know, it's in my basement. It's, you know, it's private.
Dude, you know what it's you cool. need to do? Have you guys seen, like, they do it with, like, model trains and stuff, but they'll build, like, a whole city.
Yeah.
But, dude, imagine dude. Doing that with, like, the Battle of the Bulge or something like
yes.
that.
Yes. Cool. No, that would be sweet. And you I was actually it. Just at this place here in Waterford, Michigan. It's the largest round track train.
Oh, yeah. I saw
dude, that looks
Instagram.
So cool.
Dude, it yeah. was so, it was really cool. I mean, there's a bunch of geezers in there, and they're, like, really oh, proud yeah. of what they built and everything. Yeah. But it's incredible, the electronics and all the stuff that, and the time it takes to build all the models. That's, like, yeah. me, I love busting them out and building the stuff, but it is really, it. Really interesting, man. It's really
I can
cool.
only imagine how long it took to build that place that you were at because
could
it's
not
huge.
Imagine. It's huge. You guys have to see it one day. It is crazy. It's yeah. really crazy. It's really cool though. It's really
it
cool to
cool.
see it all work, and all the little tunnels and the different trains. They have yeah. like a graveyard, a little hobo jungle, like
yeah.
little
so cool.
cities.
Reminds me of Night in the Museum.
You guys, you boys are going to like this, okay? And you know, what? All perverted Eric. You
oh,
look
God.
In this little tiny house in a town.
Oh, no.
And you look through the window and all the little stores, there's all shit, like, you know, stuff on the shelves and everything. And on the top of one of these buildings, I'll never forget it.
No.
There's a naked lady sleeping
no,
up there.
No way.
I was trying to look up where to get that model.
No.
Put it on my ew. Tank or something. But it's very interesting to go in there and spend some time and like
yeah,
look through everything.
That is very interesting. Yeah,
it's really
Eric.
Cool. It's very interesting.
Wow.
Very all compelling.
Right. Wow. Yo, so Jason actually threw us another $5.
Hey,
dude,
thank you, Jason.
And then another Jay threw us another $1.
Dude,
what's up, Jay?
And another $2. Thank you for your service, Andy.
Hey, thanks, Jay. I
dude,
appreciate that. Do
yeah.
I get that $2?
No, you don't.
No.
Well,
no,
just you, well done, you got man. That Miller Lite there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Hey, that's $2.
Yeah. So we should talk about how we met you.
Okay.
Or how I met you
how
in general.
You, yeah.
Because it's a very weird story that I don't think as well as this relationship has turned out, I do not recommend you to become friends this way because
yeah.
it's quite sketchy.
It's definitely sketchy.
Oh,
like,
I
do you want?
I
want
to hear the story.
Do you
again?
Want me to start like from
yeah.
the beginning how it happened?
Yeah, you start and then I'll pick up from my perspective when we get there. So.
Okay, cool. So, Brian had posted on Twitter that he was coming out to San Diego.
Right.
This is when I was stationed in San Diego, and you know I've been watching for. I don't even know, probably
right.
like 8 years, give or take. Mm-hmm. So it's been a long time and
yeah.
I've been following for pretty much the whole time. But I saw that he was coming to San Diego and I was like, dude, this is my chance. Like I could finally meet the dude. That would
yeah.
be cool. So I DM'd him on Twitter and I was like, hey, you know, do you want to come to San Diego and blah, blah, blah. And he was like, yeah, you know, I'm going to try to make it out. And we talked back and forth on Twitter and he ended up coming, but he couldn't make it. And I was like, oh, that
yeah.
sucks. So I drove out to JTK Reptiles and I met him there the first time.
Okay.
So then maybe like 6 months goes by or something like that. And he was coming back out. And I hit him up again. He was like, yeah, come out to the reptile show
yeah.
and we'll hang out. So I get to the reptile show and it's me and Kelsey.
Mm-hmm. Your
and
wife.
We, yeah. And we meet up with Brian and we're just like talking and whatever. And he was like, dude, no one needs to come here. Like he's at the
yeah.
hotel and blah, blah, blah. And like, I was just trying to be like kind.
Right.
Right. But
no way.
Keep in mind, this is only the second
no.
time that I had ever met Brian.
Met him.
And I'm talking from
never met me.
Maybe a total of 40 minutes we had been together.
Right.
And I was like, I can go and get Noah if you want.
Yeah. And I'm at the hotel, right? I'm just like, I was slept.
What did your dad say? Some stranger's coming to pick you up.
We'll get there. So I wake up. I'm editing up my video. So my dad went while I was editing, and I was at the hotel. My dad texts me, this car is coming to get you. I'm like, oh, like maybe it's like an Uber or something, right? Yeah. I'm like, that's cool. And I get in, and then, well, I'm standing in the lobby, and I see this car pull up, and Andy and his wife are sitting there. I'm like, this is like my Uber, like what? And like I get, and she gets out, and she's like, hi, nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah. And then I got in the car, and I'm like, I'm in a car with complete strangers right now.
Oh, my God, super fans.
Yeah, and they're going to take you in. Andy's driving. She's sitting behind me. So I'm like, you know what? Like, she could hit me with that chloroform rag, dude, boy, and I'm out. Dude. Like, it's literally the dumbest thing my dad's probably ever done.
That's
it's
yeah.
like,
awesome.
Trust a stranger. Because you were a stranger at the yeah. time. Even though you met him, you were a dude. Stranger.
And look at you now, though. What a nice guy.
I know, right? You
know.
Now he comes out all the time, and we're, like, friends and stuff. So that's cool. But it's just so weird that that's how we met is just...
Like, it was you almost a chance. Up. Like, you know
yeah,
what I mean?
So
like, it was
weird.
Just random. But then that day, like, we had all kinds of fun. I don't know if you remember, but yeah. we did that bit with Kelsey and the goats. You were,
oh,
like,
yeah.
petting Kelsey's head
yeah.
with goats
I
or something.
That.
That's hilarious.
Yeah, and then
that's
ever
awesome.
Since then,
yeah.
we just take
that
it off.
That shows you
cool.
how weird
is
life
really
is,
cool.
right?
No, it really does, man. I mean,
it can happen to anybody.
The chances you take, and if you would have never said that, who knows? You,
right?
You
like
never would have been sitting here right now.
Probably not.
It's just so weird how the smallest little thing, I'll get him, and then it's like, look yeah. at us now.
But then know? Like even almost like mm-hmm. at the same level of weirdness. So I had hung out with you guys that day, mm-hmm. maybe one more time mm-hmm. in California. And I really yeah. wanted to come here. And I hit up Brian. I texted him and I was like, hey, yeah. you know, I really want to come out to the Reptarium. He was like, yeah. oh yeah, you could just come and stay at our house. And
that
I was like,
is so...
I was like, really?
Like, yeah, were you a little thrown off
dude,
by it? Like,
you
were
have
you like,
no
wait
idea.
A second, like...
Because like at that point I was still like, more of a fan than friend, I would say.
Yeah. yeah.
So when he said that, I was like, I don't know if he's like serious or if he's just being like nice and I should still get a hotel.
Yeah.
But yeah, I booked a ticket and Noah, no, I think Brian might have picked me up the first
yeah,
time or
I
maybe you
remember.
Did. I don't remember.
And then you're thinking maybe they're the freaks.
That's what I'm
right?
saying. And I was like, what's going to happen?
We're going to torture you.
Because like I had never
that's how we get our
seen,
meat.
Yeah. I had never seen the house or anything.
Yeah.
But then I just got there and then it was just normal. And now it's just like my thing. I've
that's
been here,
so
like,
cool. That's
I don't
so
know,
cool.
Six times maybe.
That's what yeah. I like about your parents, man. They are very. Open arms, really welcomed you in, you know, to the family and stuff.
Yeah.
And
we don't
I was definitely
have
the,
a spare bedroom for no reason.
That's right. That's right. right. Yeah,
the
that's
haunted
what's up.
Spare bedroom.
Yeah,
dude.
No, it's not.
No,
don't
no, no,
start
no, no,
with
no.
This crap.
Dude,
I'll
listen
never come
to
over.
This.
What?
So you, so Andy, he does his hair. You can see, right?
Looks
you
good.
Have a
looks
green
good.
Brush, bro. Right?
Yeah, the green little.
Yeah,
comb.
It was on the counter in my bathroom. Right?
Yeah.
That's where you put it. I'm sitting down editing this morning to the video I posted earlier today. I hear a little tink, crash, fumble. I'm like, oh, God, what is that? Like, I don't even want to know what that is. Like, so I didn't investigate. I just, like, put my headphones back on and just went
You're
back
crazy.
Into the lab,
You're
right?
crazy.
I'm editing. I'm drinking my coffee, and not, quite honestly, you know, coffee makes you poop. Okay.
It, no, it does.
Facts. So,
no, in fact.
My stomach was going gargle, gargle. And I'm like, fuck, like, I've got to finish this edit, but I got to take this dookie. So, I get up, go to the bathroom. The brush is in the faucet sink. It was on the counter. Like,
how is that
on
possible?
The table, like this. And then in the middle is the sink, obviously. Like, I'm just
yeah.
trying to show you guys. And the brush is over here. Because I went to the bathroom earlier that morning. And
it's
I
not possible.
It.
No, the brush was legit.
Yeah.
It wasn't leaning or
no,
like tilting
it wasn't
or
leaning.
Anything like that.
And I stood there for 10, 15 minutes tilting it and trying to see if it was on the balance where it would fall immediately. It would never
Dude.
Just teeter-totter till it fell. And I was in there earlier, and it was on a flat part. And I heard that tink, and I go in there, and it's in the sink.
Where
and
the
it's
hell?
Just like, how does that happen realistically? Like
realistically, though, because you try to explain it to
yeah.
yourself and say this out. But just to clear it up, you have no cats.
No.
You don't have
dude,
any cats.
The dogs were home.
The dogs. Oh,
I mean, no, not
the
home.
The dogs were at work.
At work.
Yeah, because Andy got here early
yeah.
before
was,
you did with the dogs and your
yeah,
mom.
I was home alone, and I put it on the spot where I remember seeing it this morning, and I was even, like, sitting there blowing on it. I was, like, trying to get it to fall into the sink
dude,
to get
I
a rational explanation.
Did you get it from, like, an an antique shop? Or
no,
what?
Dude, I bought that at like CVS.
And that legitimately happened. And like, dude, I was filming it and I sent it to my girl and I was like, dude, I don't know what the hell this is. Like, I was That's honestly wild. Tripping out a little bit, but what can I do? Like, I just had to go back and edit still, but that
dude,
really
I hate
freaked
that.
Me out.
I hate that.
Yeah, that's definitely.
And I was just really, really freaked out.
Okay, wait,
about
I'm gonna
that.
Interrupt us real You're quick fine. Though, because I saw that we've gotten a bunch of super chats, yeah. and someone sent $50.
What?
Yeah, yeah,
what?
Yeah, yeah. Hold on. Let me run down the list real quick.
Okay.
Give me 1 second. All right. So we got Perla.
Shout out
she
Perla.
Says
shout
that,
out.
You and Eric, Noah and Eric, y'all too funny. Love watching you guys.
Bless
Thanks
you.
Thanks for the
Bless
love.
Your heart. Love. Appreciate the love. We have Carissa. She was actually in our podcast last night, too, so thanks again.
Hey,
for oh, hey, what's up?
Oh, Carissa Stark. Is she related to Tony?
I hope
yeah,
so.
Yeah, big Tony.
We got $10 from Heaven. Also was at the podcast last night. Thanks
yeah,
again.
Heaven always
thank
watches
you.
The video. She's always one of the yeah, first comments
thank
in the video.
Thank you so
she's
much.
The best. Shout out to
thank
you,
you so much.
All right, and then Aaron Wood says, Andy.
Hey, hi,
Great
Aaron. How
Aaron.
Are you?
Aaron,
thank
how
you.
Are you? Nice name.
Smiling
Prophet.
Prophet. Do you, Eric, do you like Draco violins?
No, Volin.
Just,
Volins. What the
Volins.
Fuck's a Volin?
I'm not too sure.
What's a Draco?
Some type of animal, because he's saying
so,
that.
Some type of see. Animal. I haven't, I'm not too familiar with that.
Draco
Volins.
Maybe it's a scientific name. I am a little stupid. Oh,
okay.
Oh, okay.
The right. scientific names is confusing.
Oh, those are lizards. Sweet. No, dude, if you're breeding those, you're the man.
Yeah, can
those
you
are
shoot us
so
a couple? Can, yeah, can we get
cool,
one?
Man. I'll
dude,
buy some off you.
Wait. Dude, that is a butterfly?
Yeah, dude.
Times a fucking lizard.
Oh,
that is cool.
That is so cool.
We need a bunch of these.
Dude, we need
dude.
A like, bunch of those.
Oh,
we need
my
a bunch
God.
Of those.
I'm going to go buy one right now.
It would be cool to put them in one of those big cages. Yeah, thank you, brother. No, I wish I was breeding those.
And then we have One Soft Kiss, who also
Thank
was
you.
In there last night. She donated $50.
Dude, damn, $50. You guys
wow.
are awesome.
Thank you so much.
Knew you since you were a short dude up to your dad's knees.
Really?
Wow.
That's interesting. Well, we'll have to get back in touch. Thank you for
that.
That.
Thank you so much.
All right. Cool.
Oh, my God. My dad commented, tell Noah to tell a story about the shower curtain moving. He called me freaking out. It was about a year ago.
Oh.
Dude.
Your house is
same,
haunted.
Same,
I'm going to say it.
Same it's bathroom, haunted. Okay? I get home from work. Again, home alone. Dogs are at work. I'm the only one there. And it's really weird how both these stories correlate with the bathroom and pooping. But it's
Dude,
just how it goes.
It's just, yeah.
So
You've
I'm
got
in,
a shit demon in there.
Yeah. So I'm going. In, so I'm sitting on the toilet as you do. And I'm just doing my business. And
you don't
dude,
stand to poop?
No, I don't stand. I'm not
it's kind
of
weird.
From that side of the world.
Okay, got it. All right, sorry, continue.
So I'm on the toilet, and all of a sudden, my shower curtain shakes violently. Like, it's like, whoosh. And I literally pinch the loaf. I get up, flush, and I run downstairs. And I'm shaking. I have, like, goosebumps. Like,
what
wow.
the
and,
hell?
And I genuinely thought that there was an intruder. Like, somebody broke into my house and was hiding in the shower because they heard me get in. So I got my phone.
Oh,
and I,
my
And
God.
I call my mom and my dad. I call them, and I'm like, dude, I think there's an intruder, like, blah, blah, blah. I'm keeping an eye on the door just in case they come out. But I was in the bathroom, and the curtain shook violently. Like, it shook. And I was freaking out. And
what
literally,
the hell?
I stood at our front door looking at the bathroom till my parents got home, which is about 40 minutes to
Damn.
An hour long. Because
that sucks.
I,
you had that
yeah.
pinched loaf for almost an hour.
I know, but I genuinely thought that there was somebody broken into our house and in my shower because of the way that it moved. So, like, I was, like, honestly scared, and I was just like, I have to make sure there's nobody here, but at the same time, I'm going to be by the door just in case there is, and
that
I can just run out.
That is insane, they get,
dude. There's so yeah. much stuff, though, that happens, yeah. like, between the bath. Remember the doors locking last time? That
dude,
was, like, 2 months
what
ago.
What the F was
I'm
that?
I'm never coming over. I'm
same,
never coming over.
Dude, same bathroom
yeah,
where
same
all
bathroom.
This is happening. And that's where
that
I did
so
the
strange.
That's where I did the Bloody Mary video.
Oh,
that,
shit.
Dude,
that's
that
why.
Bathroom.
Shit, that's why,
but dude. Literally.
Needs to burn some sage in that mofo.
And last time Andy came, it was a month or two ago, about 2 months ago.
Yeah.
And in the morning, Andy went to showered or whatever, locked the thing, and he closed the door. And I'm like, okay, the bathroom's locked. I unlock it, okay? I go in there, use the bathroom, close the door, and make sure that's unlocked. I'm like, yeah, it's unlocked.
Yeah.
We're all good now. I go back into my room, whatever, edit. That's pretty much all I do. So that's why these stories are all similar.
Jesus.
So I come back out in a little bit later, use the bathroom again, click it, door's locked. I'm like, what? Like, I literally just unlocked this. I'm home alone again.
Yeah,
door
wasn't even there.
Is locked. And so same thing, whatever, blah, blah, unlock it, use the bathroom. And just one more time before I left to go, I'm just going in there, brush my teeth, blah, 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 do my thing. Door's locked again.
Again, dude. It wasn't even just that. It was like one time in the middle of the night, too.
Yeah.
Because I went in there, or I had went in there to pee, left the door open or something. Then you went in later. The door was closed, but it was locked. And that was like, we went to bed at probably like 2 or 3 that night. Yeah. So that was at like 5 o'clock in the morning.
Crazy, it just, dude. That's crazy.
But it's never done it since. And that's never happened to me before. It's like, and this is a theory, and I'm not saying this is true, but really, not too much stuff happens until Andy's here and sleeping in that room. Because
he's
like,
from New Orleans.
It's like, dude,
I'm not even from there.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, but I've only
lived
there the past 2 times that I've came.
Oh, okay.
But
that is freaking creepy,
and it's
man.
Like, what if there is something in that spare room, and then when Andy's sleeping in there, it's stirring up, like, the people get pissed, like, it's my room, and they start fucking with stuff around the house, because those things, like, I always try to look for an explanation where hell could
that
be? I
have to have an explanation.
I don't know.
To, like, sleep at night, you know?
Yeah. I think it was the first or the second time that I was here. I don't think anything happened the first time, if I remember correctly, but the second time that I came, we were outside, and we were just about to walk in, and we were in the front. And so in the front of their house, there's, like, a big window, I guess, that you can see the second floor landing.
Yeah.
Excuse me. And we were walking in, and I thought I saw someone walk, like, from Noah's room / my room where I sleep to, like, Brian and Lori's room. And I was like, oh, Lori was using the bathroom, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, nothing. But we went in, and Lori and Brian were both passed out.
Yeah, they were sleeping.
Oh, my God.
The dogs were asleep in the bed, and the door was locked. Their door, like, closes, so the dogs didn't come out, right? So that was super weird. I think I might have told you about that the next day. But then the last time I was here.
I didn't see it, but you told me about it.
Like, dude, 2 months ago.
That freaks me out.
Dude, I woke up to go pee at maybe, like, 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. And as I walked out of the room, I saw something walk down the stairs. Yeah. Like, and I was like, okay, Lori's going to get a water or whatever. And then I came out of the bathroom and I, like, kind of peeked over. They were both passed out in bed, asleep. And I, like, saw, like, you know, when you see, like, so the stairs kind of go like this and then they're like this. I saw a head, like, walk down.
Dude, I used to have these nightmares when I was a kid, and I still have them not frequently, but semi-frequently. And they're in my house. Like, the setting of the nightmare is in my house.
See, that's even worse.
And
I hate that shit.
And it used to be constantly of that staircase where he's talking about. It's shaped in an L, starts at the bottom, then turns and goes up to the second level. Where I would be walking upstairs, and then I would get to the where you go down the stairs, and then this lady in a white dress would fly up from the bottom of the stairs. Yep. And come at me.
Holy shit.
It would jump scare me and wake me up.
Ooh.
But, like, it would be like one of those reoccurring dreams. And I don't know. It's just weird. Like, my whole life I've had these, like, weird little
things. You've had these dreams at your house. All this weird stuff has happened. Yeah. But it's, dude, that's
crazy.
It's
not like you guys built that house, though. So it's not like someone.
It was my great grandma's house. We extended it.
Okay. But, like, your family built it, you know what I mean? So it's not like something crazy happened there before that you guys don't.
But we don't know
about.
When my great grandma was living there.
No, I mean, I guess that's true.
Yeah,
maybe
she was
like
Polish,
witch.
Man.
Is your Polak? If you don't mind me asking, sounds too sensitive. Is your great grandmother still with us?
Hell no.
Yeah,
she's
been
off.
Dead since I was like probably like 3 or 4.
She's in that house.
But did she die in the house?
I don't think so. But
that would be weird.
There. We do have my grandpa's ashes in there.
Yeah, I've got, I know. And I grew up in my grandma's house. There's always ashes. I never had anything freaky happen there, but you never know, man. If she lived there and loved that spot, I don't know. That's
maybe
just
it's just
really
like,
creepy, though.
It just seems like a playful thing, though. You know what I mean? Because it's never,
it's
aside from your dreams, harmful, scary, there's nothing that's ever been like sketchy that's happened. I mean, they're sketchy, but not scary, I guess.
Yeah, I had one very scary thing happened where I was actually like kind of traumatized, and that was sleep paralysis.
Yep.
Oh, I've never had that.
That's no joke.
And
I've had that.
I've never had that.
And I might have told this story on one of my videos before, but I don't remember, so I'll say it now. And sleep paralysis is like, for me at least, my experience was I was laying in my bed, like back, just like sleeping on my back, head facing the ceiling. And I woke up, and my eyes were open. but I couldn't move anything, right? And I'm like, what the hell is going on? I can't move anything.
What?
And then all of a
sudden, that's creepy, man.
All of a sudden, my door opens, and it's a woman, and she has wet hair, and it's covered over her face.
Like the Grudge.
Some like
and
Grudge
she's
shit,
like wearing this like flowy kind of dress, takes slow steps up to Jesus, the side of my bed. And it's weird because I couldn't help but to make virtually eye contact.
Yeah, that's all I need
to do. So I'm looking, and she walks up, and stands right over me and looks at me and then leaves the room backwards. And then the door closes. And guess what? The same exact sequence happened 3 times in a row, and I could do nothing about
it. Shut the hell up.
That's a lot.
It was horrible. I'd be sleeping in my parents' room after that, man. That's some freaky shit. Yeah,
that was the only time it ever happened, and I pray that it never happens again, because that was truly one of the most frightening things that has happened.
I hope I never do, but I've never experienced that sleep paralysis. I hear people talk about it, how they're like, you know, stuck there, and they can't. Move
it just
at all
feels
just
like you're
see.
Paralyzed,
but, dude.
And just your eyes are just moving.
Excuse me. No, the shower curtain thing though. I'm a 31-year-old man, and I still every time I go in the bathroom,
open that.
I open that mofo. I look behind there. I'm like, you ain't getting me when
Zombie
I'm shit.
Land,
I'm vulnerable.
Bro. Check
yeah.
the back seat.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Check the back.
No, 100%. But that's really
scary.
Scary
stuff, dude.
I hate when you hear noises or something happens and you can't explain it. Yeah, you
know that's the worst part. Like I don't want to talk about it too much more because we've been talking about it, but like I truly cannot explain how that hairbrush fell into.
Yeah,
the
that's
sink.
Crazy.
That's weird.
Crazy.
He didn't even mention that to us, dude.
No,
I didn't
so
know
right
that.
Now,
yeah, because
I forgot
right
about it.
That's kind of the nice part about having a million animals in your house. I'm like, oh, it's just a bird up
right?
there.
Yeah, like
it's just a cat.
You can just
dude,
like write it off.
You know?
Did you ever talk about the like little shadow thing that happened like a month ago to you?
I can't remember if I talked about that on the last podcast, but yeah, that was that. I don't think. Oh no, I didn't talk about that. The one in the basement.
Yeah, the one in
that
the basement
shook me, man, to my core.
What happened? I didn't hear.
Dude,
that.
So you know, pretty much every night we're doing something in the basement,
right,
cleaning, and I've got a little bar down there. We hang out, shoot the shit, but you know. The part where it goes upstairs to the second story,
yeah.
I'm standing by there. It's where my retics are, kind of. I'm changing some shit. And I heard footsteps. Both of my dogs are down there, okay, in the basement. You can hear those old wooden steps.
Yeah.
Heard someone come down, and I see out of the corner of my eye a figure come down. It's Mary. You know, why wouldn't it be?
Right. Yeah, yeah.
Doing it. And I'm like, oh, Mary, freaking grab something. Or I can't remember what I said. Can you grab some newspaper or something?
Yeah.
And then... didn't hear anything back. And then she comes to the top of the stairs. What'd you say? And I'm like, oh, get me the hell out of here.
Crazy.
Holy shit. That really scared me where I almost like had a tear in my eye. I'm like, listen, I seen something come down the stairs and I heard it and it wasn't you. And the dogs are right here. But why didn't the dogs pick up on it? Or
I don't know.
I don't know. Could be the drugs. Dude. Could be the drugs.
Yeah,
no, I'm just kidding. No,
it was
100. Dude, that scared me the most. But yeah. My house isn't even that old. I think it was built in the 80s. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's not.
Who knows?
I don't know.
So we got another super chat from Smiling Prophet. $20.
Hey,
dude.
What's up, man?
And he asked if we've ever seen the lavender false water cobra, which is actually right here. It's
my God. I got to get one of those.
Oh, wow.
Holy
it's really
crap.
Pretty, huh?
Yeah, those are really pretty.
I wonder
pretty.
Where that's from.
Beautiful. Yeah, I don't know. But look at that thing.
Wow.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
Yeah, that is nice.
Holy crap.
Smiling Prophet, do you know who produced it?
Yeah, I know. That's what you need to find out.
That's really nice.
It's so hard to find that. I've noticed that on Google and Pinterest and stuff. You'll see like an albino turtle or a pied turtle, and you're like, who made that? Where is it from? And you can never figure out the root of it. You know,
I love the snow slider we got.
Oh,
that
isn't
God.
It so cute?
That's what
I
was kind of, dude.
I was just going to say, have you guys seen the albino Galapagos?
What?
No.
No.
Shut
so
up.
I don't know if it was, that's what we were just, so you were saying it's super hard to find out who like produced
exactly.
it or whatever.
You just see a picture and it doesn't give you any information on where it's from.
Pull it up now.
Dude, that freaking false water cobra that I've got to get
albino
one of those.
Albino Galapagos. No
so
way.
I saw like a picture of it.
Is it a baby or is it? That's a sulcata.
Those are sulcatas. Oh
it
my
was
gosh.
Like a, it was like a little baby. I don't even remember where I saw it.
Wow, wow.
But yeah, it was an actual picture of an albino.
And some of
sulcata.
That stuff is so hard to find after you see it too.
Yeah. And so like how much do you think that would cost though? That was my question.
Oh
that's
my
what
gosh.
I was trying to figure
oh
out.
I don't know.
Gosh.
A baby sulcata, you know, I mean, a baby galop is 5,000-6,000.
Yeah, that's the thing, though, is you hear about some of these animals that are super rare, one of a kind, and you're like, millions, millions. And then the guy's like, oh, 20 grand I got it for. And that's still a lot of money, don't get me
that's
wrong.
A
that's
shit
a
ton
shit
of
ton
money.
Of money, but,
yeah.
You know, you always think in your head, like, it's going to be so much more than it actually is, you know, but
just depend, like, especially if it's a one of one.
Yeah.
Then
yeah.
it's literally whatever somebody will pay for it.
Exactly.
Yeah. What they it's price priceless. It.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
For sure.
That's no, and crazy. Hopefully they can, whatever that is, raise it up. That's the one thing that's like right. crappy about animals, isn't it? Is like, please make it, right, please grow dude. Up well. And then if it does, please breed.
Yeah,
and
just please, to prove you know it what out. I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, and to make more of them and stuff. But yeah. that's, oh my gosh, that's so cool.
So, yo, Michael Ross wanted to ask, mm-hmm. how close was RJ to you in your last video, Eric?
Oh my God. Oh my God.
That was you, so. Don't,
yeah.
I saw.
I really did shotgun that beer. That was no joke. I was feeling.
He really
a little,
did.
I was feeling a little slurry down there, if you know what I mean. And you know, the camera gets out, and you're like, "Oh, look what I can do!" And I got a little close. RJ, funny enough, was being pretty nice, and I'm like, "Oh, I'll just touch him on the mouth."
just alligators being nice. So just, let me touch his mouth real
wanna,
quick while I'm drunk.
Pat him. But I'm like, "Oh, maybe he'll kind of you know react," but. Me and my semi-buzz state, I really don't drink beer that much. I was pretty wrecked off that one beer. I mean, call me lightweight. It got pretty close. I was uncomfortably close after.
It was.
You kind of realize, like, okay, Eric, this is, you know, this thing will break your arm if it grabs
oh,
you.
Oh, dude, it'll rip your arm
yeah,
off.
Rip
so
it
easy.
Off. Rip it off.
I was
yeah.
laughing so hard.
And I
like,
think Brian would
do?
Fire me if it bit me, because you'd have to be pretty dumb to really jam
oh,
it
yeah,
in there.
Oh, yeah, dude. You know I mean, you I mean? Are definitely a dumbass.
Like, my arm would be broken. I'd be like, Brian, I'm so sorry. Listen, let's just bury the hatchet.
I need workman's comp, please.
You know what I mean?
But I would have it on camera, so it would be his fault.
Yeah, oh, yeah, it would
be
my
like,
fault.
Oh, yeah, what the hell?
Wow, that guy just really jumped into that alligator pond. Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Like, yeah. Who does that?
Your Honor, I had no choice.
I had to do it.
I have the unclipped footage.
Yeah, it was closer than I want to admit. But RJ's a good little gator. You know,
no, he is for sure.
He doesn't mean any harm.
I think well, if he wanted to get you, he could have.
Oh, 100%.
Dude, 100%. One flap of that tail, like one or two flaps, gosh. And he's out of that pond.
Dude, there's a, oh, yeah, no, that too. I thought you were going to say about the force of it hitting, because there's a video
oh, well, yeah,
of a guy
too.
Loading up an alligator.
Oh, yes, dude, I've seen that.
Knocks him out
oh,
cold.
I've seen knocks that. Him out
hits
cold,
him with his, I mean,
dude.
He's out, like
yeah,
lights out.
Yeah, I saw that. That was awesome.
But that's what I always warn, you know, because we'll take people down there to feed them and stuff on rare occasions, and even yeah. when I, you know, not that mainly there's one person that does it. We all just kind of do it because it's fun. But I tell him, watch out. That son of a gun can really lunge out of
yeah,
there. Like
dude,
you
yeah.
said, a couple flaps of his tail, and he's
yeah.
in your face before you know
yeah.
it.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean,
that's
what
how
I
you
like
know,
about
like,
him.
He doesn't want to hurt you. Oh, here's that video. Of the
yeah. Oh, you guys
got to
see. I don't know. I can't remember. It's been a while since I've seen the video. Oh, it's a big gator, but
oh, yeah.
that's like an RJ size
oh,
gator
yeah.
right there.
That's literally pretty much the same size.
Yeah, that is the same size.
I mean, these guys.
Oh,
no. Look at him. I think
oh,
that was like.
Smacks the damn
double tap.
I think
right
that
there.
Was a police officer, too.
It was.
Officer
you know
down, man.
Good. I mean, like, they kind of deserve
holy
it, though. Like,
shit.
Look at how they have him tied up,
exactly.
and then they were
yeah,
grabbing him, like, by the
yeah,
ties.
Yeah, I know,
dude.
I know.
Good
that's
for
a
the,
really,
good
you
for
know.
The gator.
That's not, just you so know. You guys know, that's not how you restrain an alligator. Like,
no,
it clearly
no.
broke its legs and shit.
Yeah, like,
so.
No, it's, cool. Doesn't that suck,
it's
though, like,
up.
When you see that stuff, and you're like, oh, like,
yeah.
I wish I was there to help it out.
Right, like. You just yeah. want to help. I just had someone actually on base. So I live in New Orleans, right? Mm-hmm. So there's alligators everywhere.
Yeah.
Like,
right?
I literally cannot walk down the street without seeing a gator.
Really? That's cool.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
I would
so
love that, man.
Someone hit me up, because I guess it's gotten around that I'm a reptile person on
oh,
base.
Oh, shit.
So someone hit me up and they were like, hey, you know, there's this, they said baby gator with mm-hmm. a bag around its neck. Can you help? And I was like, yeah, no worries. I'll be right there. So I went over. Dude, it's like a 7.5-foot alligator, and it's
oh.
in the water.
Oh, and, my fuck. God.
Okay,
you can't do anything.
I was
about
like,
that.
The lady was right there, and I was like, you think that's a baby? I was like, do you think it comes out of an egg that big?
Dude, that's yeah. crazy.
I was like, that's not
think.
Even a young adult. That
no,
is an
no.
adult alligator.
Oh, a 7-footer. That's a big
yeah.
gator.
And I was
that's
like, I don't have a gator yeah. pole or anything with me. I was like, no. And it was just so, it wasn't really around his neck. It was the Walmart plastic bag that he had like around his snout.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he was going to get
yeah.
it off anyways.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
They're
but
smart.
I was,
he could open kick his, it off
yeah.
or something.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
One
yeah.
open of the jaw and it would have broke. But I was like, dude. What?
No.
You want me to just get in there with it and be like, hey, buddy, I'm just going to go ahead and remove it. Like, no.
Yeah.
yeah.
People
no.
don't realize,
especially,
even, you know.
Yeah, since it's wild.
It, I was just going to say that. Yeah. Because,
yeah,
you know, RJ, yeah, you can pick him up this and that.
Yeah, for
that
sure.
That gator in the wild, you're not even getting close to that.
No.
Thing.
No.
Not
you know
even
what
close.
I mean? It's gonna jack you up.
Especially, yeah. like, that. Well, that's one thing that I've noticed with them. In the water, you can't. Mm-hmm. They're going to disappear.
No.
When they're outside, though, dude, I've gotten, like, right up to an 8-foot gator.
Wow.
And you can just pet them.
Wow.
They don't give a fuck about you.
That is crazy. Because maybe they just know they're the alpha. They're
What are you going to do to it? What are you going to do to it?
That's
you can't
so
even kill an alligator
cool.
by shooting it.
No, you really can't.
Like,
no.
I mean, if you shot enough time, sure.
Well,
like,
and if you get it in the sweet spot, I always, you know, unfortunately used to watch that Swamp Wars or whatever. Show, but they were saying that too, man. Even if you shot it in the mouth or in the snout, that bone will chip back and do more damage to you than the damn gator.
Their head's like a steel plate.
Yeah, that's great. They're such tough animals, man. They're so cool.
Yo, so Heaven Lee is she's leaving the podcast right now. She's got to go back to work, but throw us $5 on the way out.
Oh man, hey, I hope you have a great day at work. Thank you. Perfect.
And then Smiling Prophet said he doesn't know who produced the Lavender False Water Cobra.
Okay,
they're just originated in the UK, but they're just now starting to import.
Oh, that's nice. Maybe we can get one.
We got to get it from you, limey buggers,
that's
huh?
That's right, man.
I know.
And then Stephanie asked if we've ever thought of getting a Japanese giant salamander.
I would totally be down.
I don't know.
Those
fun
things
fact,
are sweet.
I caught one of those in the wild in Japan.
Really?
No, when I lived there.
Way. Whoa, that thing is huge.
Yep.
Dude, there's a story on River Monsters with Jeremy Wade.
Yeah, I love that show.
I love that show.
It's a great show.
I'm Jeremy Wade. I love it. I do that all the time fishing. It's a problem. I can't start saying it. But no, there was a story of one actually drowning a child, grabbing its foot and pulling it underwater or, you know, maybe tripping him up and he hit his head on a rock. They're pretty big.
They're huge.
Oh,
they're huge.
My God.
Yeah,
that is
they
the size of a human.
Yeah. I don't know, though. Aren't they endangered?
That's an alien,
I think they
bro.
Are. I don't think you can import them into the U.S. as far as I know.
Yeah, yeah. I know the Detroit Zoo has some.
Y'all can keep those.
Yeah,
I
those are crazy.
That.
You probably need like a zoo permit or something like
that's
that.
That's crazy.
And the filtration you need, because obviously being an amphibian in the water would have to be so clean and like,
that's crazy.
You know, that is cool.
Yeah, I found one in when I was stationed in Japan. It was only like that big.
Dude, that
but
is
I was
badass.
Still like,
dude.
What the hell is this? It looks like a big booger.
Dude. Speaking of you being stationed in Japan, you were talking about how you went into that like one little tunnel the other time by yourself.
Oh, you're what talking about it? The tunnels underneath the base.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
got to
hear this.
Please, God.
Just a little bit of it at least. Because, dude, that is crazy. And you used to have pictures and stuff on your phone.
Yeah, yeah, dude.
Oh, my God.
All right. I mean, I'll tell like a brief story about the tunnels. So, basically, during World War II, there's tunnels underneath the base in Yokosuka, but there's probably underneath like areas in Japan, hundreds of miles of tunnels.
Right.
You're
like
kidding.
They found like $500 billion worth of gold bullion in some of these tunnels.
What?
There's full planes. There's like
just
jeeps.
Stuff that's forgotten down there.
Yeah.
Right.
So I worked at this place called Dezron Destroyer Squadron 15 in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
And where you get in, well, one of the areas you can get in to the caves is Dezron. So they handle, like, tours and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I worked there for a while, and I had gotten a couple tours. And then I was like, I want to go down there, you know, by myself.
Oh, my God.
Because I just wanted to see what it's like. And these are underground.
Yeah.
Pitch black.
Yeah.
Right? So there's been many creepy things that have happened down there, right? Like, I'll hear noises, I'll hear people talk, and I know for a fact I'm the only one that's down there because they're restricted to anyone. You can't.
Dude,
just
there's some rich history down in there, though.
Oh,
man.
Yeah.
I
so,
believe that shit.
Oh, yeah. So, one of the wings, right? You have to go down. You're probably maybe like 1, 2, 3 stories underground. So, you go like into a tunnel, then you go down a ramp, then you're on the second floor, and then you go down again, and then you're in the third floor. So, it's
holy
basically
shit.
Like catacombs, pretty much.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But so they have this wing, and it's where the hospital was. So they had this whole underground hospital that still has the wooden beds that are still in there.
Oh, my gosh. That is so cool, man.
Dude, so I actually, there's a video on my YouTube channel. It was like one of the probably first 10 videos that I did. And we were down there, and I'm like down there filming or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And we all of us saw this like white mist go across a tunnel in front of us. And this tunnel is big. Like, probably about the size of this room.
Wow.
Like lengthwise.
Wow.
I mean. Mm. And we all saw this white mist go across. And I was like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah.
And I, like, look around, and they're like, yeah, no, we all saw what that was.
Dude, no, that shit's for real, man. I don't care what anyone says. Like,
but
you've
like,
seen it.
What we all saw it. That's my
thing.
It wasn't just, like, me, like, right. Like, being tripped out or
I'm
whatever.
I'm sure you could feel the energy in that place. I
Dude.
Mean, to think of the people that unfortunately like lost their lives down there
yes.
in the hospital,
mm-hmm.
the war times.
Yeah.
I feel like ghosts and spirits and whatever that kind of stuff is always sticks around that like negative,
probably.
Violent, like kind of energy
yes,
kind of stuff.
Dude.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I would die to go down there though. I'm
Dude.
A big wimp,
so
but wouldn't
cool.
you love just to go down there. And it's just weird when you're underground too. Like when you talk, it almost like absorbs. Yeah. Like
it's like everything creepy. Is different down there.
So different.
I actually found a snake down there too in that video, dude.
Way.
We were like, we were looking, there's a well down there, right? And this well goes probably another 100 feet down from three stories.
Holy
down.
Shit.
But so like, I knew the well that was there and I was showing some people around and I was like, oh, you know, do you guys want to see it? It's kind of cool. Cause the water's crystal clear. You can see all the way to the bottom.
Damn.
Wow.
So we like looked over, shined a light and they were like, oh, that's cool. And then as we were walking away, dude was like, there's something in it. And I was like, what do you mean? There's something, there's nothing in there. And I looked by, dude, there was this little tiny brown snake that was stuck in the well.
Oh, so like, man,
who knows how long it's been there. Cause no one goes in these tunnels anymore. Yeah, right. And if we weren't down there, like little dude would have died. But like
that's so cool.
I had to like they had to hang me down to like pick up this little snake, and I like
I probably would have let the snake perish.
Hang me down 100 feet well by my feet.
Yeah, man, I had to save the little dude.
Hell
no, that's really cool.
I carried him around until we got him to like a warmer area in the tunnels, and I was like, let him go. And I'm
peace out.
I'm sure he's still down there chilling. You know,
I believe. I'm sure there's like rats and shit.
Gotta be mice and shit down there.
Oh, dude, there's yeah, and it's like. It smells like this, like death smell. It's so gross. It smells like almost like a sulfury.
Good.
Yeah. God. That place is so cool, though. If you ever are in Japan, definitely. Where,
did
go
you,
check
sorry
out
to
the
keep
tunnels.
Talking about Japan, did you get to like check like the big cities out and stuff? Or
oh, yeah, dude.
Were you more off grid or?
No. So I was stationed in Yokosuka, Japan, which is like a pretty big city, I guess. And it's the biggest base that we have in Japan.
Wow.
So that's where all like the destroyers, there's an aircraft carrier out there, frigates and stuff like that. But we were only an hour train ride from Tokyo, so I got to go to Tokyo
that is
all
so
the time.
Cool.
We went and partied in Roppongi and Tokyo and Shibuya.
Shibuya.
So awesome. Shibuya.
I could name my kid that.
Yeah, dude, I would too. Shibuya
Crossing.
Shibuya, get your damn ass over here right now.
Shibuya Crossing is where Han died.
You do your homework, Shibuya.
No way. Yes, dude. I did. So I did a whole video at Shibuya Crossing where Han died and everything.
No way.
Yeah, it's super cool.
Damn.
Japan.
That's
Japan
one place I've
got
to go
dude.
To, man.
It's
I've got to
so
go
cool.
there.
The only thing
I
that
die.
Sucks is the reptile scene isn't huge.
No, so, I've heard it's growing, though, in the past couple of years.
Yeah,
or maybe
so,
that
maybe.
Was China. I've heard China's,
China,
really,
China's definitely
blowing up with their, with
Japan's
their stuff.
Rest just in peace. Like,
yeah, I know.
R.I.P. Wuhan.
And on the topic of reptile shows, we have $10 from Amy. She's from Melbourne, Australia, and wants to know what is all of our favorite animals and favorite food?
Melbourne. Oh. They say Melbourne.
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 Eric,
Melbourne.
You go first.
Melbourne. Wait, me first?
Yeah.
Okay, me first. That's how much time you got, okay?
Favorite animal.
One
favorite
animal one meal.
Oh, my gosh, yes. Dude. I can't. I'm going to say the king cobra.
You don't have a king cobra.
It's favorite. My favorite animal. Oh,
it
favorite
says
animal.
You own.
Oh, that
Eric,
I own?
Eric can't read, guys.
Yeah,
so.
You don't. No, yeah. I can't read.
That was my fault. I didn't know that.
That's okay. Favorite animal I own, probably my platinum retic.
Okay.
No.
Okay. No. There's
my
something
dog.
Better. Your dog.
My dog.
Oh.
I love my dog. He cuddles.
That's
he's
fair.
Always there for me.
Yeah.
Okay. He didn't run away like my ex did. He
you were
going to
trade him. You were going to trade him this morning.
Yeah. I was going to trade him for Zeus. That is a good deal if Lori's still down
no,
for that.
No.
Okay. He's got a few lumps on him. You can take care of him. Favorite meal?
We deny.
Probably just a good old American cheeseburger.
Wow.
Okay.
Okay. All right, but what's on the cheeseburger, though? I feel like that's important.
Okay, we got some barbecue sauce, some bacon,
bacon.
A little avocado.
Oh, avocado. Okay. There's an L in there now.
No.
Avocado? Avocado.
Well, oh, he's speaking Spanish. El avocado.
The avocado.
Yeah, you guys
the
just
avocado.
Don't get it. That's
I get
all.
It.
You guys
okay,
don't have
it.
Any class when it comes to cheeseburgers. You
got
order
it.
Your
got
food.
It.
Do you guys say gyro or gyro real
I
quick?
I say
gyro.
Okay,
gyro.
Perfect. We can move on.
Okay.
Just want to make sure we can still be friends.
Beth said Beth said
gyro.
Gyro.
That's it. She's
that's what
gone.
My mom says.
She's
she
out
said
of here.
Gyro. I said, bish what?
Yeah, we'll have her stuff packed up for her tonight.
Yeah,
so.
I already started.
Get out.
All right. You want to go next?
Yeah, so my favorite animal is my dogs. There we go, because that's the only thing that I own. And then my favorite food is definitely that Mexicana.
Ooh.
Ooh yeah. I love refried beans. I love like the Mexican rice and like even Puerto Rican rice. Like
okay.
Oh, yeah. It's different.
You know, there's like a little more flair in there.
And, yeah, and that's like my
favorite.
Dude,
no, it is
rice.
Different. They put like olives in there, black olives and shit.
Yeah,
it's
you,
good.
You get like tamales are fire, enchiladas.
Yep. Enchiladas, bro.
Yeah, enchiladas.
I can always smack down on a good tostada. Obviously, burritos. I get a burrito every week, like 1 to 3. So,
I just thought about this since you're talking about
Mexican
food.
Some
Mexican food. Anyone in the chat, this is for you guys, a question directly at you. Okay. So I'd say the big three are Qdoba, Moe's, and Chipotle.
Never had Moe's.
That's
where I'm going with this.
Okay.
So what's your favorite, number one, Qdoba, Moe's, or Chipotle? And if you don't know what those are,
Chipotle.
But I was going to say, do you want to go to Moe's for dinner since you've never been there?
Then we don't have them.
Yes, there's one that's like 30 minutes from here. I've told you a million times.
I'm going.
I'll be there. You can come too.
I'll be
obviously.
There.
I don't know. I just thought about that because you said Mexican.
There's a Moe's near us?
Yeah, dog. We have had this conversation like 4 times. You were going to go. Remember?
Ann Arbor.
Ann Arbor's the closest one. That's far, bro.
There's one in Novi.
Oh,
that's,
okay.
And one in Livonia. But I don't want to go to
Livonia. Are they all the same?
Yeah. It's like a chain restaurant. It's like...
Anyways,
it's way better than Chipotle.
Chipotle's pretty good, though. I like Chipotle anyways, though.
Moe's has bacon.
Moe's
has bacon.
Ooh. Wow, I've never had bacon in a Mexican dish.
I'll take my argument.
That's pretty good.
I can't dispute it because I've never been.
No, yeah, I've never. Roberto's is a good one for me out west.
Albertos.
Roberto's burritos.
Yeah, there's Roberto's, but like, dude.
There's also an Albertos, though.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Albertos is the OG.
There's Albertos, Roberto's. Dude, there's
Arabertos. They just do anything.
They're Tarbertos.
Yeah.
Ooh. No, there's honestly, though, what happened. I watched an entire video on this. It started out with which one?
Albertos.
And there was a brother. There were brothers. And then one brother left.
No way.
And then they started to chain out, right? And then they had so many restaurants that they started to sell the ones that were not as profitable as the others. And then people would get it, and they'll be like, well, we got to keep a similar name, so we'll make it Chabertos.
Oh,
and
my gosh, yeah.
Labertos and stuff like that. So that's why there's so many different chains out there with Bertos. Out there, but
yes, dude.
It all originated from the Albertos.
From the brothers.
How crazy is that?
Albertos.
That is really crazy.
Thousands of restaurants.
Yes.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Thousands.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Dude, but Albertos takes their shredded beef taco, right?
Mm-hmm.
Meat, beans, cheese, deep fries the whole taco.
What? Can't do it. Can't do that.
Heart attack.
You can do that, and they do, and it is phenomenal. I'll answer your question, though. I'm sorry. I got off track.
What was the question?
The animal and food.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, me too. So my favorite animal that I own, definitely my Great Dane.
Oh,
he's my big
cutie
baby.
Cutie pie.
170 pounds of pure love.
That's what they are. They are lovers.
Dude, 100%. I mean, yeah, you guys know it. You have Phoebe.
Yeah, she loves to cuddle.
And my favorite food is probably... Coco's Curry. It's a restaurant in Japan. There's also two in California.
What?
Whoa.
Dude, oh my God.
I've never been, but I do love curry. I recently got put onto Indian food, and I never, like, tried it before, so I was just like, yeah, I don't know if I like it or not, and tried it. Bro, I've been craving butter chicken for, like, ever since I had it. It's so good.
Dude, that's what we'll do for dinner. I'll make curry tonight for dinner. Boom, done.
No.
Why?
Because I want Mexican.
Okay, so we're going to
Moe's.
Dude,
you can have both. Look at me.
Not Moe's. We're going to authentic Mexican.
Where? Is there
Del
this
Taco.
Place right
this
down
is
the street?
Michigan. Las Tortugas or we can
oh,
go
dude,
to
Las Tortugas is pretty fire. That's pretty good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Dude,
it's
real shit, dude. It's real shit.
It's all
so hungry now.
Or we can go
like they have like a little Mexican store there and they sell like spices and like candy and like drinks.
No shit.
Bunch of stuff from Mexico there. It's really cool. It's a really cool little spot, actually.
Yeah. There,
okay, I'm down.
There's a couple different ones that we can go to, but I've been craving that since I woke up.
Yeah, I'm down.
Let's get off food. I can't talk food.
I know.
Man.
I'm
yeah,
so
I'm
really
hungry
now. I can't barely
hungry.
Even think anymore.
Yeah, how long have we been? Can we go now? I'm hungry. No, I'm kidding.
Right? Like, cut the stream.
Yeah.
Shut it off. Sorry, guys. I saw someone said, Andy, thank you for your service. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, and I always feel cheesy saying that, but I really do. Like, every time I see someone, like, a uniform or even, like, the older guy with the Vietnam hat, I'm like, oh, thank you for your service. Like,
still.
It's like, you know what I mean? I don't know. It's
especially, like,
it's a big deal.
The older people. Like,
yes.
Because you never know, dude. Like, you can literally change, like, an old vet's day. Like, an
old,
like, 80, 85-year-old vet, if you just go up and say thank you for your service. But not only that, ask him a question.
Oh
like,
God,
that's
yeah.
what they love. They love telling their stories because they're going to be forgotten if they're not told.
No, I know. Yeah. That's what I'm saying. It's like, exactly. It just gets buried away.
I know.
I always ask them.
I think about that a lot because as weird as it sounds, because everybody knows it in the back of their mind, subliminally. Oh,
yeah.
God. I just
you're close.
Effed up on that one.
Close
you guys
enough,
know
dude.
What I mean.
We know what you mean. I said
avocado. Literally, Yeah, literally, like, without our people in the military, like, we're not free. Like, we're not, we don't have the luxuries that we do have, and that's why we got to be so grateful and thankful that served.
Seriously, 100%.
And not to mention that 2 seconds out of your day that you took to say, exactly, thanks for your service, yeah, you made just that thank person's you. Day.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, so we can live in a great
It takes
country.
No exactly. effort just to say thank. And I'm not, like, asking for that. I'm saying
thank you, Andy.
Even I do that.
Your service.
No, yeah.
Thanks,
yeah.
Jay.
Appreciate it.
I like it. Sure. I like it. Is there any other questions up there? I feel bad. There's just so many.
You were talking about something earlier that you wanted to talk on the podcast, but you didn't go into detail on it, so I don't really remember what it was. But you were talking about
It was the dude in court.
Dude, it was the dude in court. Did you guys see that? Please, no. if what? You can, pull it up. I might have sent him a screenshot.
Let's see if we got
of
that.
Just kind of the details on it. So this young guy, he's like, what is he, 20 years old?
Okay.
So I think he's in court in Wisconsin, if I'm not mistaken, for a marijuana charge.
Is this it?
And that's just kind of giving you the deets there on the, you know,
did
Instagram
we get the
video? I seen. I think you can find the video. I've seen the video a few times, if you can pull it up.
Yeah, keep going.
And anyway, so he's in court for a marijuana charge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this kid reaches in. He looks like a little stoner, you know, long hair and that little like shit-eating grin. A little bit. He pulls out this joint out of his pocket and lights it right there in front of the judge. Oh. And they don't even know what's going on at first. They're like looking over here and they turn around and just haul his ass right out of it. Look at his face. Yeah, look at his face.
No.
Oh my God. He looks like a little, like, kind of like stoner guy. But
damn, we get hit with them ads all the
time. Imagine the balls you'd have to do that.
Right?
I'm scared enough to, even if I know, I have the money to pay the ticket, I like go there. I'm
scared when there's a cop behind me.
I know. I'm not doing anything wrong. I don't have anything illegal on me. And I see a cop and I'm like, oh my God.
The only thing that I can think of is that he knew that he was going to get prosecuted. And so he's just like, fuck it.
I thought,
I might as well get high for this last time.
Exactly. I thought I heard something maybe on the radio this morning about him talking about like almost like a protest or like, you know, kind of legalize it or whatever thing. But that's not the way to do it.
No,
guys.
Definitely
not.
Not
the way
not.
To go. Definitely maybe get not. A petition form.
And
or,
there's never going to be a time where it's legal to drive under the influence.
Exactly.
Yeah. So it's just and that's when he got caught.
Not only that, that's trying to advocate for murder being legal and then just shooting the judge. Like,
yeah, exactly.
What?
Yeah.
That's definitely not how things work.
No, it's as soon as the...
just keep rolling. Yeah, it'll be done in a second.
No worries. I know. I always look at these ads and I'm like, I'll never use your product now.
You're assholes.
Block me from my... Oh, here it is.
Oh, there he is.
Dude, so look at him. Pulls it right out.
What
dude.
A beast.
Pulls it right out, dude.
He's got a match and everything.
He lights it with a match.
How does no one notice at this point?
Look. Yeah,
look at the guy in the back. He's like, he points at him. He's like, what the fuck?
He gets a smoke weed. I can't.
Right?
It's like, I'm sitting back here sweating my ass off, and I can't even get high.
Dude,
like,
he knows this whole time he's going to do it, too. He's
just
waiting.
He knows. He's got that shit loaded up at home. He's rolling it up. I'm going to show you, man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
His name is Boston, too. Shout out.
Yeah, dude. Holy shit.
He's named after a state. He's named after a restaurant that sells grilled chicken.
Yeah.
Boston is not a state. Let's clarify
that. It's a city.
Yeah,
it's a city.
It's whatever.
It's a band, though, right? Boston?
Avocado.
Yeah, that's right.
That's kind of sad that I thought that Boston was a state.
That's okay, dude. That's all right.
You know what? I went to a Christian school. I'll blame them.
Yeah, that's right. Where'd you go? Macomb? Macomb Christians?
No, I don't even want to shout them out and give them any credit because they suck.
But can you imagine? I don't know about you, but my parents, like, I remember I got my first ticket when I was pretty young, speeding ticket, nothing too crazy. You have to dress up.
Yeah.
And
you have to
do this, and you have to have your, you know, nice shoes on. And this guy just walks in, there's a little coat, couple of J's in there. I don't know. It's just life choices.
Yeah.
100%.
He knew he was getting booked.
He knew he was getting booked, but it's like, the hell? No, I just thought that was pretty funny.
That is funny.
That is.
I can't even remember what else I was going to talk about. Maybe those comments and stuff.
Some balls.
Yeah, no, that is balls, dude, because I would be scared shitless. I thought those that one comment.
Dude,
I don't know who said it.
Do you have the photo of the one about Mary?
Dude, I sent it to Jay. You have to show him. I was taken back.
This was
I don't even know what you guys are talking about.
Fun. Well, this would be perfect because somebody commented on our YouTube channel. Not this one. Fuck
yeah,
that
not
one.
That one. That one's pretty funny still. So it's in the middle here. So
yeah,
here. Do you want me to read it?
Yeah, you got it. Yeah.
So I just love Mary. She is such a gorgeous human being and a classic beauty. Put her in a Renaissance gown, and her face would launch 1,000 ships and burn the topless towers of Ilum. No question. I love that. I love that.
Dude, that guy's going to slide into tattooed. Her DMs.
Dude, I'm going to get Mary in a Renaissance gown and like, she's like,
and she has like a sword. She has a sword.
I always wanted one of those vans with the big mural on the side.
Dog, that's and a cool like video. Mural, right there.
And she's like down, you know, like hanging on.
Yeah, like on like your leg. Sword,
and I'm like slaying the dragon.
That would be awesome.
That's what's up. But whoever wrote that comment, if you're in the chat, that was the best comment.
If you find somebody that can do that, I'll pay for it.
Dude, I know. Wouldn't that be dope to bring those old vans with the murals back? Yes, whatever happened to those? I haven't seen one in a while.
Yeah, yeah. I haven't
even
seen
at
one.
A car show or anything. Like
the last one I saw was a brown van, and it had an animal on the side.
Oh, that's pretty dope. That's pretty dope.
That was like few years ago.
Yeah, I haven't
we should
seen
hit
that,
one
dude,
and bring it back.
We should bring it back.
We should.
100%. I'm bringing it back.
We should.
Yeah.
That's what you should have bought instead of, I don't know if I'm allowed to say that you bought a new truck.
I got
well,
a new
I guess
truck.
I just said it. Got a new truck.
Yeah.
That's you what you should have got, dude, it's instead of your truck.
Should I say that? I already did.
My bad.
No.
My bad if that was going to be a video.
No, it wasn't going to be a video.
Okay, cool.
No, it's really dope, though. I really... I like that thing a lot.
That's
man.
What you should do,
I know,
though.
I
you
love
should
that
muralize
truck.
Your truck.
It's
at
so
least the tailgate.
Dude.
At least minimum
yes,
the tailgate.
Dude.
Take the badges off and put a mural on there.
Oh.
Maybe me and
a
you.
Vinyl.
Just
because of rap.
Because it's all black, dude. That's
yeah,
the
that's
point.
True. That's
I
true.
I wanted the freaking murdered out black beast.
I agree with you.
It's dude, so sexy.
Speaking of videos, though, can I talk about what we did today for your video? Or
oh,
is it top secret?
No, 100% talk about it.
Yeah,
dude,
talk about
your
it.
Boy Eric, yeah. Not a big Spice guy. Spice Girl's great. Mm. Okay.
Yep.
But love
spices
me some Spice Girls.
Love me some
love
Spice
them.
Girls.
Love them. Shit. But the spice is not so good. I wasn't joking. I was sweating eating dang...
Chocolate.
Spicy chicken sandwich.
Yeah, spicy chicken. Yeah.
Yeah. They gave me this chocolate. It was so hot.
Oh.
Well, wait.
Wait, how
before,
did you get the chocolate?
Yeah, I was going to say, yeah. Before we get into oh, that, so me
I
and,
can't even think about it. It breaks my heart.
Me and Jay were over at the Reptarium, and
jeez.
We were over at the Reptarium. I was like, man, I want to get Eric to eat something hot. They're like, I know he's not just going to do it because I've tried before. Every time I come, I try.
Yeah, I'm like, no, I'm sick.
Yeah.
So we we set up a ball python guessing game, right? And yeah. I told, well, Jay knew, and then I told Mary, and I was like, hey, you know, we need a ball python.
Mm-hmm.
But we need to know what the ball python is in advance so that we can play this game and me and Noah yeah. can win and the loser has to eat the chocolate.
Yeah.
And they were like, okay. So she comes in. She's like, hey, it's a super extreme. And I was like,
gang, gang.
Dope. Me and Noah got it, right? So then we do the guessing. We do a 3-2-1. And Noah goes, Eric goes, extreme. And I thought he said super
yeah,
extreme. And I was like, how did this fool just get this?
Dude,
right
I know because I knew something was up because both you guys were like looking at each other like, what'd you say? What'd you say? Like, what'd you say?
How did like, he possibly
extreme?
Get this one?
And then I just did it. And then when I was yeah. dying from the heat, I mean, mm-hmm. I was like snot coming out, yeah. drooling. I almost called my dad. I was like, I love you, man. I'm out.
I'm going to die.
Yeah, I'm going to die.
Mama, I love you.
Yeah. And then
they're
like, yeah.
Hold
and like,
it down.
This was set up from the beginning. So, you know
yeah,
what?
Sorry about
that. Aries on thin ice.
That was
okay?
his idea.
It was fun.
It was definitely my
I'm
idea.
I'm glad I did it and experienced it because I've always been curious. Like, because I see you guys do it all the time and I'm like, how bad is it? But it's like getting maced in the mouth.
Yeah.
And from what you were saying, that's not even
dude, that's nothing.
So remotely close.
No.
The one he did was probably 700,000, give or take. It was the Coco Loco Challenge.
700,000.
Of the video.
That's a lot.
Eventually.
That's a lot,
but
dude.
When we
more
did
two?
We did Death Nut V1 level 5, and that's like 2 million. And
oof.
Then Death Nut V2 level 5 is 13 million. And then we
can't
did the gummy
it.
Bear.
So
that was
bad.
Like 7 million.
7 or 9 or something.
Not a
yeah,
big
dude,
spice
it was
guy.
Hot. No.
It's hot, man. It makes you cry. It makes you snot. It makes you high. It's horrible.
Yeah, no, it really does. Like
yeah.
it's like euphoric. It's like
it's
oh.
rough. I've maced myself in the mouth. There's a video on my TikTok of me macing myself in the mouth, and it's not even that bad.
What?
What?
It's worse than it's better than mace.
Well, I can't trust you though. Worse than mace. It's not that bad. It's not that bad. And I ate it, and I'm like, oh, it's kind of like a peppered beef jerky kind of
yeah.
spice, and
no,
then
it
went.
It ruined him.
One
it was
thing
it ruined
funny.
Me.
One thing that I want to try, but I'm really trying to think about how we can film it without getting in trouble. Andy offered his nutsack to dip in soy sauce for the
dude.
Oh, stop.
That's,
yes.
So I don't know how we could. We have to build a box.
Can't we just
or
put
something
in front, like a piece of cardboard or something, in front of where that spot would be?
I know.
You're just gonna have to trust that his nuts are in there. Maybe you can do a shot of his legs and see the soy
sauce. Dude, I will show.
Are you for real though? This is a great idea.
I want to know.
The reason
behind the balls have taste buds.
Yes, people are saying that your nuts can taste.
I know.
Yeah. Specifically, the chemical in soy sauce.
Not everyone's.
No. I heard it was orange juice too.
I'll look it up. I actually researched it because I was kind of confused. I'm like, there's no way this is possible. And I'm not dipping my nuts in soy sauce.
Dude, so I'll dip my ball sack in soy sauce. It's not 100%. Wasabi. Like,
I was going through my spice cabinet. I'm like, what do I got in here? I want to dip some stuff and see what we got. But you know what I mean? It's hard to.
This is the worst.
Oh, God. What's that? Oh.
Zooflusa. I need that.
Wait, you can't Google do testicles.
Why not? No. That's what it's about.
Oh, I guess you're right.
Stop dipping them in soy sauce. TikTok users are dipping their balls in the name of science. But actual scientists and urologists say folks misunderstood the research.
I don't believe
that's hilarious.
So we're going to fucking find out.
We're going to find out.
Do it. Tomorrow we'll do it.
Fucking nerd scientists going to tell me what I'm doing with my balls.
Tomorrow.
I dip them whatever
I
want.
Yo, these nuts are going in soy sauce tomorrow. I said it.
Oh, shit.
But like, why are people going to lie about that?
100%.
Dude, if I dipped them, I'd be like, oh, my... Oh my God, it's salty.
I feel like it's going to be a mind game, though. Like, I feel like I'm going to put my balls in it and be like, yo, I can taste it.
Right.
But it's just going to be like in my brain.
People said orange juice, like people dipping their balls
in OJ. Yeah, people put toothpaste on their balls.
Yeah, no, that's weird.
There was something specific with the chemical, the amino acid that's in soy sauce that had some effect, but I don't think it's any. I think what's happening is soy sauce is so strong that you're smelling it and then therefore having
the smell is bringing the taste. I'll tell you what, I got a little icy hot on the sack before. I felt that.
Dude, we used to do that in lacrosse. We take big old hunk of it and slap it on someone's balls and then so bad.
It's
bad. They turn bright red.
I know. We used to do that for hockey too. Is like because it gets you going.
Dude,
like
I was ready to climb Everest.
That's what I'm saying. Dude, you put some icy hot on that gooch, boy, jumping.
If it got up the BH, man,
Gucci
hot,
bro. It's that Gucci hot, boy. We could sell that, man.
Skating like a mofo.
So literally, though, we like. You do that, and then you would have a better game.
That's crazy.
Because it was just
I'm
like,
so glad
it
I
would heighten your senses, dude. Your
it
balls
doesn't
are on
heighten
fight.
Your senses, bro.
Bullshit, man. Yeah. Tell that to the stat sheet.
Yeah, that's right. That's
you know
right.
What I mean?
My balls hurt just thinking about it.
I can't wait. I'm gonna go to the hockey league.
But I have this
going
effed up knee because of hockey. So like I icy hot it all the time, and you know sometimes I'll just be chilling, and a little drip will come down the leg and get on that sack. And, dude, it
I don't care
burn.
What anyone says.
It
I'm like, you
burn.
Know, you got to itch them, readjust them at least 5 times a day. You're touching them, you know, so you got to be careful.
5 times, bro. I just my balls like 5 times in the past 5
minutes. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wanted to be generous. I wanted to be generous, but no, that's crazy, man. That's really crazy.
I mean,
stuff.
Yeah, Jay just judged me for saying that.
People
I saw a comment that I think it was the girl's name was Sheila, and it said people coming into the podcast right now are like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
it's so crazy, bro.
Welcome back to ball tasting.
Yeah, welcome back to dipping Andy's balls in soy sauce.
I did a honey mustard glaze yesterday. Yeah. It was quite nice.
Yeah. Dude.
Sweet mesquite tonight.
It's like those face masks that the girls do.
Yes,
like
bro, we can do ball masks.
Ball masks.
Dude, you can't. No one can steal that. That's $1 billion
get
idea.
URL,
get
Brian.
The URL.
Brian, get the URL.
Brian, if you're watching.
Patent that shit.
Ballmask.com.
I'm not kidding.
Ball masks.
We'll have little ball-shaped things.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, dude. You put them on there. It's like euphoric.
It's like a pudding cup.
Yes.
And you just dip it in there.
Oh, my God. We're billionaires.
You just dip it in there.
Let's
this podcast.
Go.
And you leave it for 10 minutes, and then you peel it off, and they're shiny.
Oh, dude, imagine how good it would feel, dude, to peel it off. Like a peel-off mask for your nuts.
I would want one with, like, a cooling thing.
Dude, menthol.
Yeah.
Menthol.
Oh, my God. Like a eucalyptus.
Dude, menthol, eucalyptus, ball mask.
I'm making one as soon as I get home.
And then you're like.
I'm going to take Mary's face mask, put it right on there.
Mary!
Yeah.
Come feel this nut. Look how shiny they are.
Bro, yo.
And boy, salt.
Yeah.
Even more genius, right? Oh. Instead of shaving your balls, just a wax thing for your balls.
Dude, I could wax.
No,
I
you're a madman.
I said, dude. Genius.
I'm a genius, bro.
That's not genius. That's,
that is genius.
I don't know,
that's
man.
That's the old B&B.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know what that is.
That button balls.
Button balls.
I think that's what it's called, the B&B.
The B&B what? When you,
like
when
the
you wax it?
Like,
I don't know. I don't know.
It's a Brazilian.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
the
okay.
B&B is what they call it for short, so you don't have to.
Is it?
I think so. If there's any,
I've never. Well, I have been waxed in one of Noah's videos, but never like
my hair's coming
privates
back.
Privates or nothing. I'd be too scared.
Oh
the skin's
my god,
way too, you know what I mean? Is that what we're talking about?
This fucking guy.
Talking about waxing.
I've never waxed. I've waxed my like chest.
I plead the fifth.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, no, I'm curious. Yeah.
He's lying. Yeah. Bro, I saw your shower. You don't wax. Come on.
Yeah.
With the shit in the shower and then use my foot to stomp it down the drain.
Little poop waffle.
I was wondering. Yeah. I was licking your drain and I was like, "What? That? What does it taste like? Peanuts?"
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, there's a piece of that corn salsa from Chipotle.
Dude,
we got real dirty real fast.
Yeah, really fast.
We went from reptiles to ball sack.
That's right. That's right.
Back sack and crack. That's what it is.
Dude, back sack and whack sack crack. And crack. Oh, my God.
That's great.
Oh, shit.
Black face. Oh, dude, that's actually a good idea from Kayler. Kayla. What is your name? Kayla.
Black face mask.
Bald.
You know what is with that? Yeah, I've always seen that. Like, what is it called?
They never come off. It's
dude,
charcoal
you have that in
mask.
Your bathroom,
oh,
think.
Yeah, the charcoal mask.
Yeah,
and
I have
what was
those.
With the charcoal toothpaste or
I have
something?
It at
is
the
it
house.
A prank?
I have that.
No,
no.
It like really works?
Yeah, it cleans your teeth.
Oh, I thought like they were just like kind of trolling people like, oh, put this on your teeth and then your damn teeth are black and you can't wash it off.
No,
really,
no. It's really good for you. But it doesn't have fluoride, so it doesn't protect your teeth, but it does clean them.
But it cleans them. Oh, okay.
It actually
okay.
It makes I have like bad
teeth.
Enamel?
Yeah, enamel. So when I use charcoal toothpaste, it kind of hurts.
Oh,
because,
really?
Yeah, most
it's carbon, yeah.
Yeah, most toothpaste has stuff in it that'll make protect your teeth, but charcoal is like literally almost sandpaper.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's cleaning your teeth.
Wow, wow.
Yeah, it's great.
Ugh.
So it works super good, but if you have like kind of bad teeth, it hurts when you do it.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's
fuck
pretty
that.
Crazy. That's pretty crazy. I want to try one of them face masks, man. But I can't really with the
I want to get one of them BCNSs, man.
What
one
is
of them
that?
Back crack and sex. Like,
yeah.
I want to see, like, you know, if it works well.
I kind of need, I don't know if I could be without hair down there, though. You'd just be chafing. Be too much skin. You need the hair to,
I am.
Like,
I'm a hairy dude.
Yeah. So. Oh, Jesus
you
Christ.
Need it.
Yeah.
But
you need
it'll
down
grow
there.
Back.
Catch the flies.
Yeah, but
shit.
When it grows back, that's even worse because then it's like those little itchy hairs.
Itchy
dude,
hair.
Yeah. And then they're rubbing together. Oh, no, thank you, dude.
No good.
Couldn't do it.
I've done
couldn't
it before.
Do it.
I couldn't do it.
You know what I'm thinking of, too, is that your dad's getting a massage right now listening to this live.
Oh, my God.
Dude, that back crack.
Dude, I hope the masseuse can hear it.
Yeah,
like,
I hope
what
I can,
the
too.
What the fuck is he listening to
Officer
Barcheck,
come in. Officer Barcheck, what's going on there?
That's awesome.
Yeah, who knows? Who knows?
Not
I'm
me.
Too scared to go get a massage, though. From, like, I don't know if you guys listen.
Why?
To, like, Dave and Chuck the Freak in the Morning at all. Sorry to name drop. But they talk about crazy stuff like that. Because everyone that goes to a massage parlor says they're always trying to get, like, yanked on. And you pretty much got to be like,
Eric,
don't touch me. Don't touch me.
What's wrong with that?
I mean, oh.
You've obviously never been to Japan.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, I don't think my pockets are deep enough. What are we talking? $20, $30?
For a massage?
Yeah.
Oh, dog, you're like 80.
80.
80
no,
for like
then,
a normal
that's
massage.
That's
80
for a massage, and then they start massaging that other muscle. What are we talking here?
You gotta drop that
big bucks.
Tip, you know what I'm saying? If you want that work, you
yeah,
drop
that's
that
right.
Tip.
I'd be too 100%. Scared to be like, no, stop. You're
like,
tickling me.
Stop, but really keep going.
Yeah.
Touch me, but don't touch me.
But you hear these stories, man, and it's really, really something else. I think technically, I don't know if I'm allowed to say this, the building that was next to BHB got busted doing that, right?
Yeah.
I think so.
No, you're 100% right. Right, the new expansion building a while back was
handing out them HJs.
You know what? I started working just a few months too late. Am I right? Can you imagine a nice long lunch over there? Yeah.
Hey guys,
dude, I'd be there for my lunch break every
20.
Day, you know? Eric's like, I'll be back in 3 minutes, guys. It's gonna be a quick one.
Oh shit!
I'll make sure to get the girl with the man hands.
Yeah.
Really get tugging on it.
Oh my gosh. That's awesome. What is that, all these people saying? I keep seeing the any more questions or anything. I feel bad not talking to the people.
Let's grab some questions for these guys.
Why someone said sexy pervs. Thanks. I work out.
Hey, shout out.
I wish
Eric be getting that back alley massages from the local
Noah
corner.
200K special. Eric gets back cracking sack.
Yes. Oh my God, I'm down. Let's do
he
it.
He said he's down. It's
he
on,
said he's down. It's on video. It's on
how are
video.
You gonna see it?
We're just going to film
it. Put it on the hub, right?
We'll dude, you just, can just blur.
We'll use Gaussian blur.
Yeah, don't
that's
need
my
much.
Jam, dude.
33%.
Ooh, yeah. Yo,
33.
I'm dropping the tips.
The editors out there. Are, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
Oh, that's too funny.
Do we have anything else?
You guys want to take questions for like another 10 minutes?
Yeah,
yeah.
All right, guys, send in your questions. We'll take a bunch of questions right now. So send in all.
Yeah, what do we got here? And I just want to say thank you, guys. There's so many like people tuning in and stuff. It's so cool, you know.
100%.
You know what I mean? That people want
to just talk to us,
check in with us, and talk
and see what's going on. I mean, not me, but you guys.
It's so cool. You too. You too.
I'm just here.
You too. But no, it is really cool. It's like a little mini family.
Oh, Amy.
Amy said no happy endings.
You can get.
Oh, thank you, Amy. I need a nice, straightforward, just a massage. No happy endings. God bless you.
You know what? You can keep your pants on, I think. She won't even go
down. I want the dang butt muscles.
He said, oh, man.
Oh, right. Eric's like, no, I want to be butt-ass naked on that table.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no, that's pretty good. And I know they give a bad name for all those masseuses, the legal ones out there.
No, I don't think they're not called masseuses anymore. That's sexist.
Is it?
Is it?
Now it is, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry.
A massage therapist.
A massage therapist.
You misogynist.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
The times fly by, fluid, you know.
I mean? I can't keep up with it.
Words
I can't keep
change.
And you know, I don't want to hurt anyone's feelings.
Well, you
I'm
just
not a bad
did.
Guy. I'm really sorry. Oh, yeah. It's
Eric,
like,
people want to know how many animals you have in your collection.
Oh, man. I don't know an exact
lot.
Number.
For sure a lot, though.
Just
more than 50, less than 70.
Okay.
Somewhere around there.
That's a good number.
Somewhere around there. And then if you include fish, it's like a bajillion.
Oh, God, yeah.
You know,
5,000.
Yeah. So I want to say 50 to 70 animals total. Lizards, snakes,
okay.
Geckos, amphibians. Cool. Yeah. Love it, though. Wouldn't trade it for the world.
The zombie apocalypse happens. What weapon would you pick?
That's a good question.
That's a great question. How much time you got?
If guns aren't included.
You can't.
Oh, no, you can't.
Guns jam, though.
A gun.
Guns jam. Not
what? Guns jam. Bullet. What if you run out of bullets?
Not my
You
jam.
Go get
you
more.
You start swinging.
You guys
start
have never, obviously never played Nazi zombies.
Dude, bro.
Oh, yeah. No, it's true, though. It's
Yo,
true.
Just keep packing punching.
Bullets there are?
Keep packing
in the
punching.
World?
Yeah, there's a lot of bullets in the
rob
world.
Rob a fucking Dunham's. Rob a dick.
That's what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah.
Like, you will never run out of bullets. Okay, but we can answer that question. Go ahead.
Yeah,
so no guns. No guns.
But no guns, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I think that I would do the classic wooden baseball bat with nails hammered into it.
Classic.
Throughout, coming out all side of the spikes.
Yep.
So that way you can penetrate the brain to kill the zombie.
Yes, because you need brain penetration.
You do.
Exactly.
You
need brain
penetration. I think that's what I would choose.
Andy, why don't you go next, bud? What do you got?
So I'm not sure. Like, I kind of want something badass, like a chainsaw, right? But chainsaws need
100%.
Gas. Chainsaws need gas.
We gotta
eventually,
mix
those
the
pumps
shit.
Are going to stop working. It's a pain in the ass. 50-50 oil.
For sure.
I think, you know, what I think would be the most badass one, I don't know what it's called, Morningstar.
Oh, okay. Ooh,
okay.
Yeah.
You know, the big metal pole chain with the fucking
big
spiky thing.
Oh, those are badass,
yes,
dude. Yeah.
I'm going to pull up one. But yeah, those things are fucking sweet.
And I want to see it. I kind of think I know what you're talking about.
It was used in the medieval times.
Oh, like, yeah. Those things.
Yes, also known as a veil.
Dude, that's
very...
But like even one like that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That doesn't have the rope, just because I feel like that's
you're thinking
that's more
outside
effective.
Of the box. I like
yeah,
that.
I'm going medieval,
that one's
dude.
Smart.
I want to take their fucking head
I'm going
off.
Naginata, the sword staff.
Oh, shit. Wow.
The sword staff.
See, that's distance. That gives you distance,
sensei.
That's smart, but
that's
how would you get
sweet.
Your hands on one of them? I've never even seen one.
Dude, we're
I've
talking
never
zombie
either,
apocalypse,
yeah,
bro.
I don't know.
We can get whatever
maybe
the fuck we
sure,
want.
That's right.
I'm sure
that's
that right. Amazon will be around for at least a day or two in the zombie apocalypse.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, the coronavirus is out right now.
Bezos will set
right?
it off.
Dude, coronavirus. Yes.
$80 for that one right there.
Let's get it.
Buy it.
Okay.
They say be prepared. I was a Boy Scout, so.
Dude, all right, what about you? Dude, I actually love, little shout out, Cold Steel knives.
Cold Steel
I have
rocks.
Cold Steel does, they slap, for sure. But I've got a couple of those machetes, but they're like, you see him test those things. I love those testing videos.
Oh, yeah.
But they're great. I could watch them for hours, but I've got a Cold Steel katana.
Ooh,
I would just go swinging that.
And that thing's battle
there.
Ready, man. Cold Steel's
it
battle
is,
ready.
Cold Steel is battle ready,
that's
man.
True.
I'm gonna tell you what. You ever see those videos though?
They're so
like
funny.
Chopping
man.
The pigs in half.
Oh
they're
yeah,
like,
dude. Yes.
They cut through stuff, and it really shows you the strength of the steel they use.
Oh yeah.
And stuff is just hands down.
I haven't watched those, but I do watch that one show,
Forged in
Fire. That's my favorite show,
dude. Show is so good,
so good. And yesterday, they were making a Spanish sword.
No way.
Like, I don't know. I don't know the exact word for it, but it's like has this cool little hand grip and stuff. And it was the finale.
Oh,
and
they dude, had the one with it. Like the guard.
Yeah, yeah, it's got a big ass guard on it.
I freaking what was the like, name of that game? Soul Calibur.
Yeah,
Soul Calibur.
Dude,
yeah,
the one the one guy had that sword in there. Yes, and he was like dude. A little Spanish dude with his little like it's dope. Exactly. That's really dope. That's a good question. I like that.
Yeah, that was a good question.
Someone keeps saying, "What's your dream animal to own, Eric?"
Oh, my dream animal to own? Definitely. Is that what they said?
Yeah.
Definitely a indigo or black or yellow tail Cribo, like an Eastern indigo.
Okay.
They're beautiful.
Got to get my hands on one. There's a little bit of a permit thing, the money thing. They're a couple grand, Definitely one of the animals I will hopefully eventually own.
Those are sweet.
And with the Cribos, you have the opportunity here.
Exactly.
I mean, as long as I know the breeding didn't work last year, but hopefully this year.
Well,
she
slugged out last year. Hopefully, she'll go through this year. I'm hoping. But Brian's just as crazy as everyone else is with wanting to hold stuff back. So, I don't know 100%. If he'll want to, get rid of those.
I've been trying to get a mangrove for 2 years.
Dude, me too. I'm like, hey, guys. Brian. I know, right? Because even though with the baby, they're doing really well.
Yeah.
And
you guys have been crushing those for sure.
Hopefully. We'll have some available here.
May keeps saying, what's the scariest video that we have done, Eric?
Dude, I think you know.
The one from where you scared him in the basement.
Dude, I was scared for a little while.
Oh, yeah, I got you good.
Dude, you got me pretty good. Like, I knew it was fake.
I got you good.
But wait, then there was stuff that was still happening. I didn't.
There's no way, dude. When you went into that bathroom and Bruce wasn't there,
dude,
I would have
freaked me out. I was really ready to scrap.
You know how I know that you were scared?
I was cussing a lot.
No. Because I was scared and I set up. I was just like, fuck, there's demons. But, dude, I set it up.
Yeah, Andy, I don't know if you've seen that one. We were in the basement next door and we did like a stupid little thing with the mirror and the candles and the salt or whatever.
Yeah.
But then Bruce is upstairs.
Yeah.
And all I can see. All I can see Noah saying is like, oh, just make like a little noise at the end.
I did.
And then he threw down three like steel pipes down a flight of stairs.
Like,
it sounded like a freight train crash. And I'm like,
no shit.
It scared the shit out of me and I knew it was coming.
Dude, yeah. No, I almost prolapsed. True story.
That is a true story.
He even said that.
Oh,
sugar like, water. Sugar water.
My butthole prolapsed.
That is true.
Holy shit.
All right.
A lot of people giving some Kobe in the chat.
Hey, yeah, shout out Kobe.
Yeah, shout out Kobe. I'm not a big sports guy or didn't follow any sports, but what a tragedy that was, huh?
Dude, that was horrible. He was literally the first person that I texted. I saw it on TMZ. Yeah. And
unreal, man.
I texted.
You know, he just seemed like such a genuine guy. And,
right, dude. And with his daughter, too. That's
unreal.
Like,
unreal.
Dude, it's like, heavy. I have a 1 year old daughter.
Families and,
I mean, everyone. Like, it's a tragedy for everyone. It's just Kobe's the most well known. But, like, I have a 1 year old daughter, and I couldn't imagine what I would think knowing. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Like,
yep.
Well, they might not have known because of how foggy it was.
Have you seen the video?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, there's a video. They knew.
Oh, did they have the intercom thing? Or?
No, it wasn't that. The helicopter lost control a couple hundred feet up. So they were falling for like a solid 10 seconds.
I didn't know that. I didn't hear that.
Did the helicopter get like jammed from the thickness of the fog or
no?
Something?
So I think from what I saw, he went off his flight path. This is speculation. I read like articles, but I'm not speaking facts. I just want to make that clear.
Okay.
So like he lost his flight path and then something fell off the helicopter. Like there was an issue with like a rotor or like
the thing
in the back. And then he lost control. Once he lost control, he couldn't gain control back.
That's what's so dangerous about helicopters is in an airplane you can lose complete power and you can land it.
100% helicopter, you're fucked.
You're dropping like a rock.
You're
jeez,
just gonna fall.
Man, that's
you would
terrible.
Think that they would be able to, I don't know, make something up about that.
Yeah, I know.
We're so advanced.
Parachutes, dude.
I know.
Parachutes on fucking helicopter that are gonna come up when you're about to crash.
Like something.
I know they make floating devices for when they crash into the ocean. Like they actually so they can recover the helicopter pops
bruh,
up.
We have cars that fucking drive themselves and we don't have a safety valve for helicopters.
Yeah, no. Especially
anyways.
Something of that
anyways,
magnitude.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't
want
to talk too much about this.
But anyway, we got another super chat, $5 from Olivia. Noah, how many likes for you to do a 24-hour challenge? With at least five giant snakes on you. What is it, 24-hour snake massage?
Oh.
That might be a dope move, bro.
Ooh, that would be. That would be.
That's a lot.
That's a pretty good video right there. How many likes, though?
Since it's a 24-hour video, 24,000.
24,000 likes.
Wow.
You heard it here first, guys.
24,000.
Wow.
Is there any more zeros?
No.
No, that's it.
That's it.
24K.
.0.
And, make that in the last 24-hour challenge video, and then we'll know.
That's right.
All right.
Whoa!
Whoa! In the last minute.
The last minute of the buzzer beater.
Dude. Hey. Geek peek for the week.
Hey, he said he's your biggest fan, Eric. Bro.
Dude, I love you, dude. Geek peek. Damn. Brother, thank you, man.
Coming out of nowhere.
Dude, thank you. You really shocked us with that. That was very shocking.
I know.
Shocking.
We were about to end. We're like, oh, okay.
Maybe there's no more questions.
Geek. Yeah.
Thank you very much, man. Shout out Geek Peek.
Thank you guys for watching this podcast, enjoying it. Make sure to hit that like button. You know what I'm saying?
For sure.
If you guys want to check out Andy's channel, we'll have links in the description to his stuff.
I'd appreciate it.
Yeah, that's going to be it. We'll keep you guys updated on when the next podcast will be for this one with Eric and I. And then also, we should be doing another one on Wednesday as well with
the family.
The checking in.
The bar checks.
So thank you guys for watching this podcast, and you have made a bad choice by watching it.
Thank you.
Thank you guys for having me, too. Yeah, and no, thanks to all the viewers and stuff. You guys are dope.
Love you, man.
Peace. All right.
Peace out, Girl Scout. Yep. Yeah.